Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. In the first part of Psalm 31:15, the Word of God says, "My times are in your hand." Now, this is King David praying, and he says to God, "My times are in your hand." Do you realize that your times are in God's hands? That makes every moment of your life an extremely important moment. That means every moment of your life has value, it has purpose, it has significance. Because your times are in God's hands. That means God has designed your times, He orders your times, He owns your times. Everything about your life, every moment of your life was thought out by God. And it is in His hands. In Jeremiah 1:5, the Bible says that He knew you before He made you. So God already knew who you are. He knew what you would think. He knew what you would do before you ever existed. As a matter of fact, He knew everything about you before the world existed. Which is a little bit hard for us to figure out. How could God know me so far back in time when I exist now? But that's the thing about God. He's not in time. We are in time. God is outside of time. It's like time is that table and you're sitting at the table and you can see everything on the table. But if you're a little ant walking across the table, you can't see everything on the table. You encounter things one by one. But God sees the whole thing. He already knows the whole thing. Even before you were alive, even before the world existed, God knew you intimately. He knew what you would think, when you would think it, why you would think it, what would happen, what you would do, what decisions you would make, how things would go, what people would be involved, everything. He knew the whole thing. And you weren't even alive yet. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. And if somehow you could get Him to do it, He would tell you what you will think at 7:35 in the morning on August 14th of 2022. And He would say, well, at that time you're going to be thinking about this because this situation is going on and this is what you'll be doing and this is why and this is how you're going to feel and this is how you're going to be dressed. And this is, by the way, how many hairs are on your head at that day. Most people don't know how many hairs they have on their head. God knows every single one of them. This is how well God knows you. And then He says, before you were born, I sanctified you. That means I set you apart for a specific, special purpose. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Now, you may not be a prophet to the nations. David was. You're not going to be a prophet to the nations. You're going to be whatever God has for you. But it's already set in stone, if you will. It's already established. It's already decided. God has already done it. He already knows the details of it. He knows how you're going to get there. He knows what He's going to have to give you to get you there. Everything that's going to need to happen, He already has it figured out. Because your times are in God's hands. Because your times are in God's hands, God also determines where you go and what you do. The amazing thing is, you don't have any idea that He's doing it. But He is. And then one day, all of a sudden, something happens and it shows you God has been doing this all along. And once in a while, you get that little flash where you can see what God's been doing. And it blows your mind when it happens. It's very fun. I love when it happens. It's really cool when that happens. But once in a while, He lets you see that He is really in charge. That you really are in His hands. Now, because you're in His hands, the Word of God says that nobody can change that. In John chapter 10 and verse 28, nobody can take you out of God's hand. That means nobody can separate you from God. That means nobody can separate you from God loving you. From God being kind to you. From God being patient with you. Nobody can remove that. Even if people are unkind, even if people are impatient, even if people don't love, they cannot take you away from the fact that God loves you. They cannot take you away from God's patience and God's kindness. They cannot take you away from God's protection for you. They cannot take you away from God's provisions, the things you need God to do for you. They cannot take those things away from you because God is the one who's giving them to you. Nobody can undo what God does. Nobody has that ability. Even angels do not have that ability. Nobody can undo what God does. And God has done certain things for you already. He's going to continue doing things for you. He's put you in a family. He has you in school, in the place where you're in school, in the class where you're in, sitting next to the person you're sitting next to for a very specific reason. You may not know what the reason is, but God will make the reason come about whether you realize it or not. That's just the way He works. You are in His hands. Now, He's got some mighty big hands. But you are in His hands. That means if you fall, if you make a mistake, nobody can take you out of His hands because you're in His hands. And if you fall down, that is to say, if you make a mistake, you fall into God's hands. Those are the hands of the person who says He loves you. Those are the hands of the person who was crucified for you, who died for you, who lives for you. That's the hands of the person who defends you. And you're in His hands. There's nothing in life that can separate you from that. There's nothing in life that can change the way God sees you. God says He knows the thoughts that He thinks toward you in Jeremiah 29:11. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. That means God thinks only good things about you. Have you ever had a situation when you talk to somebody, maybe another kid at school or whoever, and you kind of ask yourself, I wonder if they meant that well. I wonder if they were being nice to me. I wonder if they think bad things about me. Most people get that from time to time. Once in a while, everybody gets that. But you know what? You never have to wonder with God. God will never think a single bad thing about you. We may think bad things about ourselves, but God won't do that. He doesn't think like we think. We say, well, I shouldn't have done that, and that was a mistake, and I could have done better, and all this stuff. God doesn't think that way. God never thinks a negative thing about you. Why? Because He loves you. And you are in His hands, and your times are in His hands. You never have to wonder, when you pray, did I make a mistake? Everybody must make decisions. This is how you make them. Say to God, God, I don't know everything that is involved here, because nobody does. Only God does. I don't know everything that is involved here, but You show me what to do, and You cause me to make the right decisions. And You have a promise in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 3, that if you do that, He will cause you to make the right decisions. It's amazing how that works. And you think that you're just doing the best that you can. You look at the situation and you think about it, okay, I have to choose, so I'll choose this. But you've prayed first. And He'll make sure that what you choose is what the right choice is. He'll always make you choose the right thing. If you don't know what to do, ask Him. Simple. And then you know that you choose well. It's amazing how that works. As a pastor, people come to me with some pretty significant problems from time to time. And I have to say, I don't always know the answers. Like, I don't really know you. Sometimes I think to myself, I don't really know you. I don't really know what's involved in this circumstance. And I don't really know the people involved either. But You're looking for me to help You out with this. Okay. And so I ask God, especially when I don't know. I always ask him, but there's times I'm like, I have no idea. And so I ask God, God, show me what's right here. Show me what's right. You know, tell me what's going on here. And you know, he has never failed to do that. Within a few moments, I know exactly what's right. I know exactly what to say. I know exactly what to do. That's part of our times being in his hands. Several years ago, this is a long time now, this is a good 20 years now, I was called on a jury. Somebody goes to court and they have the right to have other people, 12 people in this state, 12 people, just ordinary people who the lawyers pick, and they decide what's right or what's wrong, or guilty or innocent or what have you. And it's just people from the community decide what actually took place, and the lawyers present their explanations, and then these 12 people decide. That's a jury. Those 12 people are called a jury. And there was a situation where there was a car accident. And a man driving his car hit the car of this lady. And she was suing him. She wanted money from him because of it. I was in the jury pool, and in other words, they have this big group of people from which they choose the 12. There might be like 100 people from which they choose 12 for the jury. And I was in this group of people. And I said to God, God, show me what's really going on here. And this is just while they were introducing the case. This is before they chose the jury, because they introduced the case to everybody. And they tell them, this is the argument here, this is the argument here, we'll present the evidence later, and this is what this case is about. And so I'm listening to this, and I said to myself, God, I have no idea. I said, what really happened here? Now, you couldn't hear it, but instantly I knew, without any doubt whatsoever, because the Holy Spirit spoke to me personally, like in my own heart. And he said to me in these words, he said, she's trying to skin him. God talks like that? Yeah, God talks like that. She's trying to skin him. Which really means she's trying to get him. She's trying to take advantage of this situation to get what she can out of him. Now, this is before I heard any evidence, but I got picked for the jury. So I'm listening to the evidence, and the trial took all day long. And I'm listening to the evidence. And by the end of the trial, I thought, you know, she really is trying to skin him. I knew the area where the accident had taken place. There was a part of town I was very familiar with. I had gone there a million times. It was actually really close to where I went to Bible college. It happened at an intersection. I knew that intersection very well. And when you drive a car, if there's double yellow lines on the road, that's important. That means something. That's really important. And there were double yellow lines there. That means you cannot cross those lines. You cannot go across that at all. And she had gone across those lines, but her lawyer said that the lines weren't there, which I knew was not true, because I know that intersection, and I've seen those lines a million times, and I knew they were there. And then the explanation of how the accident took place, I realized what this lady is claiming is nonsense. Accidents don't happen that way. And what had happened is she turned into a parking area and then pulled right back out because she wanted to do a U-turn. But she wasn't allowed to do a U-turn. And so the person behind her, thinking she was going into a parking lot, went past her, and then she turned into his way and he hit her. And she was suing him. She was trying to get money from him. And a few jurors were thinking, you know, if he was suing her, we would award him the money. But she was trying to skin him. Now, I'm saying that to say this. God is really faithful to show you what's going on when you need to know it. God is really faithful to cause you to make the right decisions. God is really faithful to give you what you need to make choices. God is really faithful to give you understanding of situations you don't understand. I had no idea. I wasn't there for the accident. But by the end of that case, I saw that God told it to me exactly the way it was. She was trying to skin him. She caused the accident. She was saying he did, but he didn't. She did. And God lets you know that. That's the way God works. Why? That's part of having your times in His hands. That's part of God guiding you and taking care of you. If you need wisdom, ask Him. He'll give it to you. If you need understanding, ask Him. If you need to make a decision, ask Him which decision is the right decision. Because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but He's already seen tomorrow. He can see tomorrow as clearly as He can see today. And so, for us, we go to Him every time because our times are in His hands. Because He will give us what we need. Because He does help us. And He's never going to go away. That's the beauty of it. He will never go away. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.